Nothing about tokens yet, but this is a story that starts like 2 years ago almost, when I started working for Opera here in Norway. And 1 week after I started, there was an engineering seminar organized by Opera. It was a kind of cool event where 300 geek engineers, they all meet in a nice hotel and have fun for 3 days. It's a really nice event. And there was a presentation by one developer in the Opera Mini team in Opera, where they showed, no more slides, it's finished. Where they showed a small script written in some language I didn't know before. It was Pyke. And this guy just ran from the console, Pyke something, and it showed a beautiful planet, a beautiful picture of the Earth rotating with OpenGL. It was fantastic. I was kind of shocked. And I said, wow, I would really like to do that in Perl. But because Perl is not really less cool than Pyke, I mean, I didn't know even what Pyke was. So 1 year after, I totally forgot about this. 1 year after, I started working on some small Perl script, which is not mine. I just found it on the net. It was this one. Yeah, that crappy cube rotating. But it was a start. It was actually, the difficult thing was actually install the OpenGL module, but okay. So I started modifying this small script, and with lots of problems and frustration at night and in the weekends, I managed to add texture mapping. And then I managed to rotate the planet with the cursor keys, so you could move the planet around. And then it was kind of finished, but I said, okay, I want to add something more cool. So I bought a Wii remote, and I tried to drive the 3D graphics with the Wii remote. And then I start, this is why it was about the access log. And then I started by displaying the access log requests on the planet. So we have this website, myopera.com. So we took some part of the access log files, and we just displayed all the requests coming from all around the world on this planet. So this is the thing you see now is a bit fake, but because it's not the live access log, but it's something that just works. So what you see there is like fake requests coming from clients. So if it was an access log, you could see the exact locations of the web requests. This is not really new. Many people have done this before, but this is a Perl script, so it was my kind of toy to play with. And you can actually drive it with a Wii remote. It's kind of cool, because when I bought the Wii, I said, okay, would I really manage to do that? Probably not, but yeah, I was successful. So this is it. And by the way, the time passed, so the original guy that showed the Pyke demo, they didn't stop working, of course. So after 1 year, almost 2 years, they came up with this one, if it works. Yeah. This is the latest version of that crappy Pyke script. And it actually displays the part of the live requests of MyOpera. Here is a recorded video, so it's not the live one. But in a second, you will see the, yeah, that's the activity. And it's colored in a different way depending on the browser. So the blue requests are from Internet Explorer, the red ones are from Opera, and you can see the moon, the sun. There's a complete Galaxy simulation here just to show the axis. It's pretty cool, and that's why that's what they came up with. Now I would really like to start working on OpenGL shaders, but I don't know, maybe it's too much work for me.
How many requests are coming from Mars?
No one yet, but yeah.